Where is the hair there? It was just there the other day. I got out of the shower this morning and dried off with the towel and began brushing my hair when I noticed the front of the part was missing hair. It'd been getting thin for a couple of years, but now it's missing. I hesitate to say it's gone. I prefer at this point to just call it missing. This isn't right. Okay, I acknowledge I'm getting older and acknowledge that many men begin losing hair a lot earlier than I. And yes, I am blessed to have most of a head of hair left, but still, I'm not happy about missing a whole patch of hair. I'm just asking, what happened to the hair there? It's been receding a little bit on both sides of the front of my head up there at the hairline. On the left side, though receding, the hair is still there. Not so on the right. That's where it's missing. It's just odd that it was there the other day when I combed it. As I say, it's been getting thin for a number of years. In fact, back in, I'd say, the early 90s, I was waiting on my favorite barber to finish up a customer. Unfortunately, he was dawdling, and the new guy got done first. His customer paid, and he walked off, leaving the new kid. The new kid looked at me. I tried to avoid his eyes, but it was too obvious. "Want a haircut?" he asked. "Okay, I guess." It wasn't too long after I sat down. The new kid says to me, "Getting kind of thin on top." I was flabbergasted. I could not believe my ears. I wasn't 40 yet. My hair was fine. It was good. It was full and fairly long. That's the way I keep it. I'm a product of the early 70s, and back then, everyone grew their hair long. In fact, getting your hair cut was a sign of weakness and called for scorn, especially in high school. The guys would snicker. "Got a haircut, huh?" Tip their head up and down, you know, really quick, and smirk as if to say, "Sissy." If they knew that my mother actually cut my hair then, well, I won't even go there. And you can't tell them either. Anyway, this young whippersnapper had the audacity to blurt out, "Getting kind of thin on top." What barber would tell a customer that anyway? So, I challenged him. "What did you say?" I'll be darned if the next words out of his mouth sounded strangely familiar when he said it again. "Getting kind of thin on top." Who says that? Especially when it can't be true. Didn't Bill and Jerry train this kid better than that? I guess not. I squinted out of the corner of my eye at Bill on one side, and he paid no attention. Jerry, on the other side, was talking, as he always did. He didn't hear the kid at all. I simply had to take it. So then, about 5 years ago, it didn't come as a complete shock when I looked in the mirror and I noticed that the front was getting kind of thin. But when I say it to myself, I seem to take it better. Well, that brings me up to today. And today, there was a whole patch missing. Where is the hair there? I looked in my hairbrush. Not there. On my pillow? Not there. I checked the sink countertop and all around on the floor. Nothing. I furrowed my eyebrows and tried to think where I could have laid it or left it. With my thumb and forefinger, I scratched both sides of my bearded chin. It hasn't come to me yet, so I thought I'd mention it to you. Let's be clear here. If you took it, I want it back. That's my take on it. For Paragon Communications, I'm Paul Joseph.